Why was the Book of Enoch banned? Bible mystery resolved. For centuries, the Book of Enoch has puzzled historians, theologians, and curious readers alike. Once considered a sacred text in some religious traditions, this ancient book was mysteriously excluded from the Bible during its canonization. The question remains, why was the Book of Enoch banned? What secrets did it hold that were deemed too dangerous to include in the Holy Scriptures? This is the shocking truth behind the banning of the Book of Enoch and the Bible mystery that has intrigued people for centuries. Chapter 1: The Origins of the Book of Enoch. To understand why the Book of Enoch was banned, we need to first understand what it is and where it came from. The Book of Enoch is a collection of ancient Jewish writings attributed to Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah, who was mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible. Enoch is a fascinating figure in biblical history. According to the book of Genesis, he walked with God and was taken by God without experiencing death, Genesis 5:24. Because of his unique relationship with God, Enoch is seen as a righteous man, and his writings carry a significant weight of authority in some religious traditions. The Book of Enoch itself is composed of several parts, most notably the Book of the Watchers, the Book of Parables, and the Astronomical Book. These writings include visions of heaven, the fate of fallen angels, prophecies about the Messiah, and descriptions of the heavenly realms. The Book of Enoch was written between the 3rd and 1st centuries BCE, during the Second Temple period of Jewish history. The content of the Book of Enoch was widely known in early Jewish and Christian communities. Some of the early church fathers, like Tertullian and Clement of Alexandria, considered it a valuable text. The early Christians even referenced it in their writings. In fact, there are many parallels between the Book of Enoch and the New Testament, particularly in the Epistle of Jude, which directly quotes from the Book of Enoch. However, despite its influence, the Book of Enoch was eventually excluded from the canonical Bible. This is where the mystery begins. Chapter 2: The Mysterious Ban. The ban of the Book of Enoch is one of the most puzzling decisions in the history of Christianity. To understand the reasoning behind this exclusion, we must look at the process of canonization, the selection of books that would become part of the official Bible. The canonization process occurred over several centuries, with different Christian sects and councils debating which books were divinely inspired and should be included in the Bible. By the 4th century CE, the canon of the Bible was mostly settled, with the Old and New Testaments taking their familiar forms. However, the Book of Enoch was left out. There are several theories as to why this happened. One of the most common theories is that the Book of Enoch was too controversial. It delves deeply into the concept of fallen angels, known as the Watchers, who rebelled against God and descended to earth to corrupt humanity. These angels not only taught humanity forbidden knowledge, like how to make weapons and practice sorcery, but they also fathered a race of giants called the Nephilim. The idea of rebellious angels, secret knowledge, and hybrid beings might have been considered too radical or even dangerous by early church leaders. They were concerned that these themes could lead to heretical beliefs or deviate from the teachings of the church. The Book of Enoch also emphasizes a different kind of eschatology, the study of the end times, and contains vivid apocalyptic imagery that might have been seen as conflicting with other biblical teachings. Additionally, there were political and theological reasons for the ban. As Christianity became more organized and centralized, church leaders sought to consolidate doctrine and control over religious teachings. The Book of Enoch, with its unique cosmology and theological ideas, may have posed a threat to the growing orthodoxy. By excluding the Book of Enoch from the Bible, the church ensured that its controversial teachings would not challenge the official narrative of the faith. Over time, the Book of Enoch faded into obscurity in the Western world, though it remained an important text in some Christian traditions, like the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Chapter 3: Rediscovering the Book of Enoch. For centuries, the Book of Enoch was lost to most of the Christian world. However, in the 18th century, European scholars began rediscovering copies of the text in Ethiopia, where it had been preserved in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church's canon. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch sparked a renewed interest in this mysterious text. Scholars were fascinated by its descriptions of angels, heaven, and the apocalyptic visions it contained. It offered new insights into the religious beliefs and cosmology of ancient Jewish and early Christian communities. The Book of Enoch was also seen as an important source for understanding the development of biblical literature, particularly the apocalyptic traditions that would later be reflected in the New Testament's Book of Revelation. As the Book of Enoch was studied more closely, some began to wonder whether it had been intentionally suppressed because of its controversial content, its vivid depictions of angelic rebellion, divine judgment, and secret knowledge were unlike anything found in the canonical Bible. Could it be that the Book of Enoch was banned because it revealed uncomfortable truths about the nature of the universe, God, and humanity's place in the cosmic order? Chapter 4: The Watchers and the Nephilim. One of the most compelling aspects of the Book of Enoch is its focus on the Watchers and the Nephilim. The Watchers were angels who were assigned to watch over humanity, but they became corrupted and descended to earth. These fallen angels took human wives and fathered a race of giants known as the Nephilim. The Watchers also taught humanity forbidden knowledge, such as the art of warfare, the use of metals, and the secrets of astrology and magic. These teachings led to widespread corruption and wickedness among humanity, which ultimately brought about God's judgment in the form of the Great Flood. The story of the Watchers and the Nephilim is one of the most striking elements of the Book of Enoch. It suggests that humanity's downfall was not solely the result of human sin, but also of angelic rebellion and interference. This concept of cosmic rebellion and divine judgment might have been seen as too unsettling by early church leaders, who preferred to focus on human sin and redemption through Christ. The idea of fallen angels and the Nephilim also raises questions about the nature of evil and the role of spiritual beings in shaping human history. If angels could rebel against God and corrupt humanity, what does that say about the nature of free will and divine authority? These are complex theological questions that the church may have wanted to avoid by excluding the Book of Enoch. Chapter 5: The Influence on Early Christianity. Despite its exclusion from the Bible, the Book of Enoch had a profound influence on early Christian thought. Many early Christian writers, including the author of the Epistle of Jude, were familiar with the Book of Enoch and incorporated its ideas into their writings. Jude 1:14-15 directly quotes from the Book of Enoch, saying, "Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone, and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed." This passage is a clear reference to the apocalyptic visions found in the Book of Enoch. Early Christians were also influenced by the Book of Enoch's portrayal of the Messiah and the end times. The idea of a final judgment, where the wicked are punished and the righteous are rewarded, is a central theme in both the Book of Enoch and the New Testament. The Book of Enoch's emphasis on divine judgment and the fate of the fallen angels likely shaped early Christian views of the afterlife and the role of Christ as the ultimate judge. Despite its influence, the Book of Enoch was eventually pushed to the margins of Christian thought. As the church established its official doctrines, texts that were considered too controversial or heretical were excluded from the canon. The Book of Enoch, with its unique cosmology and theology, was one of the casualties of this process. Conclusion: the mystery resolved. The banning of the Book of Enoch was likely the result of a combination of factors, including its controversial content, theological implications, and the church's desire to consolidate doctrine. By excluding the Book of Enoch from the Bible, early church leaders ensured that its radical ideas would not challenge the emerging orthodoxy. However, the Book of Enoch's influence can still be seen in the Bible and in early Christian thought. Its vivid descriptions of fallen angels, divine judgment, and apocalyptic visions continue to captivate readers and scholars alike. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch has shed new light on the religious beliefs of ancient Jewish and Christian communities, and it remains an important text for understanding the development of biblical literature. In the end, the mystery of the Book of Enoch is not just about why it was banned, but about what it reveals about the nature of the universe, the role of angels, in humanity's relationship with the divine. The shocking truth behind the banning of the Book of Enoch is that it offers a glimpse into a forgotten world of cosmic rebellion, secret knowledge, and divine judgment, a world that still has the power to challenge and inspire us today.